Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is, Overcoming Procrastination, Techniques to Boost Productivity. Procrastination is a universal experience. We've all been there, putting off important tasks, delaying deadlines, and finding ourselves immersed in mindless distractions. While it might provide temporary relief, procrastination ultimately hampers our productivity and well-being. The good news is that with the right techniques and strategies, you can overcome procrastination and regain control over your time and tasks. In this blog post, we'll delve into the psychology behind procrastination and provide you with practical techniques to boost your productivity. Understanding procrastination. To combat procrastination effectively, we first need to understand what it is and why it happens. Procrastination can be defined as the act of delaying or postponing tasks, especially when they are important or require effort. It's a common behavior, but it can have detrimental effects on our personal and professional lives. Common reasons behind procrastination. There are often common reasons behind procrastination, some of which are listed below. 1. Fear of failure. One of the most prevalent causes of procrastination is the fear of failure. When we fear that our efforts won't meet our standards or those of others, we delay taking action to avoid potential disappointment. 2. Lack of motivation. Procrastination often occurs when we lack motivation to complete a task. Without a clear sense of purpose or enthusiasm for what we're doing, it's easy to postpone it. 3. Poor time management. Inadequate time management skills can lead to procrastination. When we don't plan our tasks effectively, we end up feeling overwhelmed and unsure of where to start. 4. Perfectionism. Striving for perfection can be a procrastination trap. We may delay starting a task because we're worried it won't be perfect, leading to a vicious cycle of avoidance. The science behind procrastination. Procrastination isn't just about laziness or a lack of willpower. It has roots in our brain's wiring. The prefrontal cortex, responsible for decision-making and long-term planning, often loses out to the limbic system, which seeks pleasure and immediate rewards. When you procrastinate, you're essentially prioritizing short-term gratification, like watching cat videos, over long-term goals, like finishing a report. Dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure, also plays a role. Activities like checking social media or watching TV can release dopamine, making them more attractive in the moment. Unfortunately, tasks that require effort and focus release less dopamine and can feel less rewarding initially. Recognizing procrastination habits. Before we dive into techniques to overcome procrastination, it's essential to recognize your procrastination habits and triggers. Here are some steps to help you do just that. 1. Identifying your procrastination patterns. Take some time for self-awareness and reflection. Think about the tasks you tend to procrastinate on and the reasons behind it. Are there specific types of tasks or situations that trigger your procrastination? 2. Keeping a procrastination journal. Consider keeping a journal to track your procrastination habits. Note the tasks you delay, the time of day you procrastinate the most, and your emotional state when you do. This can provide valuable insights into your patterns. Common procrastination triggers. Often, you will find that there are specific triggers that precipitate procrastination. 1. Boredom. Tasks that are repetitive or uninteresting can trigger procrastination. When a task doesn't engage your mind, it's easier to delay it in favor of more stimulating activities. 2. Stress. Paradoxically, stress can both drive and hinder productivity. Some people procrastinate when they're stressed because they feel overwhelmed, while others procrastinate as a way to avoid dealing with stressful tasks. 3. Lack of clarity. When you're unsure about how to approach a task or what's expected of you, it's easy to put it off. Clarity and a well-defined plan can combat this type of procrastination. Now that we have a better understanding of procrastination and its triggers, let's explore practical techniques to overcome it and boost your productivity. Techniques to overcome procrastination. Procrastination just doesn't go away. You need to actively mitigate it with practical techniques. 1. Setting clear goals and priorities. Setting clear and specific goals is essential to combat procrastination. Use the SMART criteria for goal setting. Specific. Define your goal in detail. Measurable. Establish how you'll measure progress. Achievable. Ensure your goal is realistic. Relevant. Make sure it aligns with your broader objectives. Time-bound. Set a deadline for completion. Prioritization techniques, such as the Eisenhower matrix, categorizing tasks as urgent, important or important, not urgent or urgent, not important, and neither, can help you focus on what truly matters. 2. Creating a productive environment. Your workspace can significantly impact your productivity. Consider these tips. Organize your workspace. A cluttered environment can lead to distractions and decrease your focus. Keep your workspace clean and organized to minimize disruptions. Minimize distractions. Identify common distractions and take steps to minimize them. This might mean silencing your phone, using website blockers, or setting specific focus periods. 3. Time management strategies. Effective time management can help prevent procrastination. Pomodoro technique. Work in focused intervals, e.g., 25 minutes, followed by short breaks. This approach can help maintain your concentration and prevent burnout. Time blocking. Allocate specific time blocks for different tasks. Knowing that you have dedicated time for a task can motivate you to get it done. 4. Overcoming perfectionism. Perfectionism often leads to procrastination because the fear of not achieving perfection can be paralyzing. To overcome it, embrace imperfection. Recognize that perfection is an unrealistic standard. Aim for excellence but accept that mistakes and imperfections are part of the learning process. Set realistic standards. Adjust your expectations to a more achievable level. Focus on progress rather than perfection. 5. Motivation and reward systems. Motivation is a powerful tool for combating procrastination. Understand the difference between intrinsic motivation, doing something because it's personally meaningful, and extrinsic motivation, doing something for external rewards. Intrinsic motivation. Find ways to make tasks personally meaningful. Connect them to your values and long-term goals. Using rewards effectively. Reward yourself for completing tasks. Whether it's a small treat, a break, or something enjoyable, rewards can boost motivation. Building consistency and discipline. Even with the best techniques at your disposal, overcoming procrastination requires consistency and discipline. Here are some strategies to help you build these essential habits. 1. Establishing a routine. Create a daily or weekly routine that includes designated work periods and breaks. Consistency helps condition your mind to be productive during work hours. 2. Building self-discipline. Self-discipline is the cornerstone of productivity. Practice self-control and commit to your goals. You can strengthen self-discipline through techniques like meditation, mindfulness, and habit formation. 3. The power of habit formation. Habits are powerful because they require less conscious effort over time. Implement the habits and routines that align with your productivity goals. Seeking accountability and support. Sometimes, overcoming procrastination is easier with external support. Consider these strategies. 1. Enlisting an accountability partner. Share your goals and progress with a friend, family member, or colleague who can hold you accountable. Regular check-ins can motivate you to stay on track. 2. Joining productivity communities. Online or local communities focused on productivity can provide a sense of belonging and motivation. You can learn from others' experiences and share your own strategies. 3. Professional help for chronic procrastination. If procrastination significantly impairs your life, consider seeking help from a therapist or counselor. Chronic procrastination can be a symptom of underlying issues like anxiety or depression. Overcoming setbacks. It's important to recognize that setbacks are a normal part of the process. Everyone procrastinates from time to time, and you may face challenges along the way. Here's how to navigate setbacks effectively. 1. Understanding that setbacks are normal. Don't be too hard on yourself when you slip into old procrastination habits. Recognize that it's a part of the journey toward improved productivity. 2. Learning from failures. Each setback is an opportunity to learn. Reflect on what triggered your procrastination and what you can do differently next time. 3. Adjusting and refining your approach. Be flexible and willing to adjust your techniques and strategies. What works for one person may not work for another, so be open to experimentation. Conclusion. Procrastination can be a formidable opponent, but it's one you can conquer. Armed with a deeper understanding of procrastination and a toolkit of practical techniques, you can boost your productivity, achieve your goals, and reclaim control over your time. Remember that overcoming procrastination is a journey that requires patience, self-awareness, and consistent effort. So, take the first step today and start reclaiming your productive life. Want to hear some more from the WebMobile blog? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.